The Crossing, one of America's foremost contemporary music choirs, has endured an eventful past 12 months. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, the group has lived through the tragedy of the sudden passing of its co-founder, Jeffrey Dinsmore, on the stage of Disney Hall, while just months later they received rave reviews for performances at the Kennedy Center and Lincoln Center.
Philadelphia area native Donald Nally has had a varied and storied career. In addition to a term as Artistic Director of the Choral Arts Society of Philadelphia, he's also been Chorus Master of the Opera Company of Philadelphia, the Spoleto Festival, Welsh National Opera, and Lyric Opera of Chicago. Nally stepped down from Lyric in 2011 to more fully dedicate himself to what he now acknowledges as his greatest passion, The Crossing, the Philadelphia-based chamber choir dedicated to performing new and contemporary choral music. Despite The Crossing's dedication to modern music, Nally says he's not an apostle for the avant-garde, and that The Crossing, which he co-founded in 2005, exists simply to present great music.
Today, you're going to find very little that would fall into the category of avant-garde because we're really in a postmodern era for that music anyway, and so much of tonality has returned. We just love singing what I would call artistic reactions to our world.
Donald Nally's approach to music making has earned The Crossing a national reputation, resulting in collaborations with other well-known ensembles, as well as several well-received recordings.
There is a place for a group like this in so many circumstances. While someone might go, well, this group can handle the difficulty of this piece, we need them. Another might say, I love that sound.
Concerts from The Crossing's annual Month of Moderns Festival, which took place earlier this summer, will be broadcast on WRTI later this month and in late September.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.